Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
At Taylorville, thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball as Dunlap wins the tip and goes back door on the opening possession with a lob from out high to Thomas Wallace. Down low on the left side, catches and puts it in, and Dunlap strikes first. 2-0.
I know Coach Reynolds has talked about that, and they've done that to begin both the ball games that I've seen.
Galesburg goes with the same starting five. Cornell Dotson has it now. Khalil Hodge, Quinn Anderson, Andrew Anderson, and Jacob Carl. And already we see Cornell covered up pretty quickly.
On that corner series.
Now they go back door to Quinn, juggles the ball, then collects it and banks it in from the low blocks.
A good read, and he was out on an island, and he saw that he had an opening to back cut.
Dunlap back quickly. Streaks force a turnover down low. Quinn brings it across midcourt to the left wing. A hesitation drive to the low blocks. Goes strong to the basket. Gets fouled. Quinn's going to get two free throws.
And Quinn is very good about getting to the rim. He's very aggressive. He's a thick kid. Even though he's a tall kid, he's a thick kid and uses his body well there and forced a foul.
Foul on Gabe Calhoun, a 6'1 freshman. That's right, a freshman. They start four seniors, Dunlap does, and a freshman. As Quinn knocks down the first free throw, he has all of the Streaks points here early as Galesburg takes its first lead at 3-2. Isaac Guyton, Kelly, and Thomas, two seniors, two football players. Thomas Wallace, a 6'5 senior, as Quinn knocks down both free throws for a two-point Galesburg lead. And Ben Waller, a 5'11 sharpshooter from the outside. So four seniors and then the freshmen. Thomas brings it across midcourt. This is Wallace with it at the free throw line. Goes back door to Guyton driving in from the left side. And he lays it in, and we're tied at four.
Again, when you're out there by yourself, you've got to have the alarm go off that you could be back cut.
Quinn fakes left, goes right, now travels with it as he plants his pivot foot, but his momentum was taking him forward, and he dragged it.
Didn't get centered in terms of a jump stop there, and that's a difficult thing to control when your momentum is going forward. You're going to travel.
Tied at four. We expect this one to be a barn burner throughout the night. Both teams 2-0. The winner gets the top seed in the tournament, in the bracket portion of the tournament tomorrow, but there's always a chance they could end up playing each other again, depending on how things shake out.
I like our matchup here, Brad. Cornell on the Thomas kid, who's so important to their offense.
Chases him around, down low, out high, fights through a couple of screens, pokes it loose. Thomas chases it down at the volleyball line. Now restarts the dribble. Passes it right side over to Waller, just outside the right wing. Tries to go back door, and Andrew Anderson intercepts it. Second Dunlap turnover. Streaks into the front court. Quinn picks up his dribble. Feeds it left side over to Khalil on the outside. And Khalil travels. Doesn't get the ball on the floor in time. Swings the ball down low with a fake. And then clicked up his pivot foot before he started the dribble. So two turnovers on the Silver Streaks now. 5:53 to go. Opening quarter. We're just underway. Tied at four. Again, Galesburg girls basketball to follow from Mattoon. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with the call as the Streaks battle Olney. Thomas across midcourt to the left side. Guyton curls around up top just inside the top of the arc. Shoots a 19-footer. Missed it. Khalil with a rebound.
Good-looking athlete Guyton is. Good-looking jump shot there as well.
He's been on the varsity since he's been a sophomore. As Khalil puts up a little one-handed teardrop from about 8 feet away. Streaks regain the lead at 6-4. That's a part of Khalil's game that opponents don't see a whole lot unless they really scout the Silver Streaks.
And Khalil has improved greatly.
Here's a pass stolen away at midcourt by Cornell with a run out at the other end of the layup. And three Silver Streaks have scored now in an 8-4 lead. Three Eagles turnovers.
Nice start by us on both the offensive and defensive end. We're very active right now.
OK, Kellyanne Thomas tries to go around Cornell to the right wing. Cornell sticks with him, so Thomas shoots over the top of him, off the mark badly. Quinn Anderson with a rebound.
Got him to take a bad shot there.
Ander on the right side, fakes a three, dribbles, found an opening all the way to the basket, missed it from the right side. Carl with a hand on the rebound and falling out of bounds, couldn't come up with it, and his momentum carried him to the baseline, and Dunlap gets it back. And we got a 30-second timeout by Tony Thomason, and maybe a little unhappy with the energy he's seeing from his team here in the early going.
Great start by us, as I said, both on the offensive and defensive end. And again, Cornell, thus far in just this first three-plus minutes, is doing a really, really fine job on the guy that I think makes Dunlap go, and that's their point guard, Thomas. Obviously, the go-to guy is Guyton, but Thomas does so many things to create and establish their identity and their whole mindset here in the half court offensively, and he just forced him to take a shot that was certainly out of what he normally would take there in terms of the shot.
Streaks have made three of their first four shots. Dunlap has made two out of four, but has turned the ball over three times. Streaks have turned it over twice. And Dunlap will have it coming out of this 30-second timeout. Just over 4.5 minutes to play opening quarter. 8-4 is the early Galesburg lead. Calhoun across midcourt picked up his dribble and then an uncertainty dragged his pivot foot. I don't know if he even realized he moved his feet, but that's the fourth Dunlap turnover. Anderson at the scoring table, inbounds it. Quinn, that is. Now he gets it back from Hodge and walks it across midcourt where the Eagles defense waits. Dunlap starts off in a man defense. Pass down low to Andrew. Turn around with the right hand, hits the front of the rim. Guyton with a rebound. Into the front court. Guyton takes it all away. And then he comes up short on the little underneath from right of the basket. Andrew has it back into the front court, left wing. Dribble drive, pulls up in the lane, contact, misses the shot, out of bounds. And Andrew's 0 for 3. Feel like he's forcing it a little bit.
Absolutely.
After that tough
that was
game
my thought
earlier.
There. He's trying to establish himself here as an offensive threat, and he just needs to let the shots come how they come in terms of his natural play and within our offense. That's plenty for him.
Again, Andrew Anderson had only one shot in the opening win against Rantoul here earlier today. Did not score, was in foul trouble much of the game, which is why we're speculating that maybe he's trying to get a lot of it back here early on in the first quarter. Something we asked Coach Mike Reynolds about in the pregame. Guyton drives in.
Beautiful
the right
body
side.
Control there and a great shot.
Yep, just kind of angled his body in. He wasn't squared up, but he was able to softly bank it in for his second basket of the game. 8-6, Galesburg's lead is 2. 3.5 minutes to go first quarter. Andrew on the outside the volleyball line. To the left side, Dotson feeds it down low to Jacob Carl. Left low blocks, up with a baby right hand hook and swishes it.
Outstanding move, his go-to move. A really, really fine basketball move by Jacob Carl.
4-point Galesburg lead. All the starters except Andrew have scored now. To the right side, Kellyanne Thomas with it. Couldn't shake Cornell Dotson, now gets it back. With it on the right wing. Flips it to the left high post. Jumper on the way by Wallace, circles around and drops through. Thomas Wallace with his second basket. And it's a 2-point Galesburg lead again, 10-8. Quinn across midcourt, under 3 minutes to go first quarter. Dotson comes out high between the legs with a dribble. Right side over to Quinn, open three, shoots and scores.
Good mechanics that time, he didn't fade away. When he fades away, he's short a little bit. When his mechanics are good like that, it's a good-looking shot.
13-8, Galesburg by 5, Quinn with 7 in the first quarter. Coming off his varsity career high 13 in the win early over Rantoul. 2.5 minutes to go here. Quarter number one at Taylorville. On the left side, Adam White, a 6'1 senior into the game, replacing the freshman. Guyton at the top of the arc, airballs it out of bounds, back to the Silver Streaks.
And good defense there. We continue to heckle him. He got a shot. He was a little bit out of kilter, and he was short with it.
I feel like he's kind of forcing it a little bit here, too, in the early going. He's taken 5 of their 8 shots.
Yeah, and, you know, you try to do a little bit too much, and you get outside of who you are, and you know, hopefully both players will get into the flow here and be who they are, and when they're that, they're really good on their own. They don't have to do anything extra.
Left side, Khalil Hodge swings the ball down low. Between the circles, now it goes to Dotson. Cornell with a left-hand dribble. Now Anderson comes out high for the pass. Quinn passes it left wing over to Andrew. Andrew puts the ball on the floor, dribbles to the free throw line, fakes right, goes left, now gives it to Quinn. Drives in from the left side, bank shot up and in as he took it strong to the hoop.
Another great drive to the basket by Quinn Anderson.
Loving the way Quinn's starting off this game offensively. He's got 9 of the Silver Streaks 15, and Galesburg leads by 7.
And he is getting better each game.
Guyton, illegal screen set as he tries to work around a curl on the left side of the arc, and that is the 5th Dunlap turnover. And their second team foul. This one goes against Thomas Wallace, his first. And into the ball game comes Jalen McCants for the Silver Streaks as he'll spell Jacob Carl with a minute 27 to go in the opening quarter. 15-8 is the Galesburg lead. Hodge and Quinn in the backcourt. McCants, Dotson, and Andrew waiting in the front court. Quinn brings it across midcourt, bounces it left side to Andrew. Andrew dribbles toward the top of the arc, feeds it right side over to Cornell. Cornell swings the ball down low, up top, soft pass to Jalen. In fact, he passed it to Jalen's left, which was toward the lane, and that allowed Dunlap nearly to reach in and steal, but they called for a reach foul instead, bailed out Galesburg a little bit there. And the first foul of the game on Kyle Hawthorne, 6'4 junior into the game for the Eagles, and that's our third team foul.
Yeah, just a poorly executed pass there in terms of the delivery location, not away from the defense. Almost cost us. We were fortunate enough to get the ball back.
Nick Fields into the game for the Streaks on the baseline, inbounds to Andrew. On the right side, it goes to Quinn on the elbow. Drives to the free throw line, cut off there, back behind him to Andrew, trying to drive in from the and block from behind, but it goes right to Cornell. To the left side, Nick Fields. Cornell right in the right spot at the right time. Here's Fields with it now on the left elbow. The lane is open if the Streaks can find it. Quinn will shoot the three instead. It's off the back iron. Rebound fought for. Jalen knocks it loose, loses it on the baseline, and last touch by Thomas, according to the officials, and the Streaks are going to get it back.
Great hustle by Jalen McCants there. He tried to keep the play alive, and he's rewarded for that. We'll get the ball back here with 46 seconds to go here in a well-played first period by the Silver Streaks.
15-8 is the Galesburg lead. 46 seconds to play, as Steve just said. Andrew will pull the trigger on the right baseline on halfway to the corner from the backboard. Up top, Cornell picks up his dribble. Right side, it goes over to Fields in front of the Dunlap bench. Up top, Anderson. Left side, McCants. Streaks have had good ball movement in the half court in this first quarter. Here's Cornell. Briefly had an opening, but he stops on the outside. Now Andrew has it. Drives, throws it behind him. Cornell wasn't ready for it. Chases it down on the sideline and then steps on the sideline.
Yeah, Cornell made a great play to try to gather it in, but he had to come too far. Andrew just left his feet with nowhere to go.
Third Galesburg turnover. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. And Mike Reynolds will take these final 25 seconds to give a little extra rest heading into the quarter break for Dotson and Andrew Anderson. Kobe Ramirez, Tylen Parks into the game for the Streaks, joining Fields, McCants, and Quinn Anderson.
And they'll guard both Thomas and Guyton here as the period winds down.
Let's see how Dunlap wants to approach it with some fresh faces on the floor. On the right side, this is Hawthorne with it. To the left side at the free throw line, Guyton cut off by Ramirez, has to pass it behind
him. Outstanding job by Kobe. He didn't leave his feet.
Down to 3 seconds to go. Thomas with the dribble drive, pulls up, forces it up from three-point range, comes up well short. Tylen Parks was all over him, and he flopped backwards trying to draw the foul, and the official said no. That's the end of the first quarter. 15-8 Galesburg. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
15-8 Galesburg. Streaks have the ball to start quarter number two. Ander in the lane. Up with the right hand. Just pops out. Got good position in the lane. Went up with a baby hook and missed it.
Very
Gabe
good
Calhoun
look there.
The rebound.
Go down.
And then the freshman double dribbles into the front court. So he's had a tough time of it here in the early going.
Silver Streaks could not be more pleased with the great start here in this the initial parts of this game. Coach going to call a timeout here. I think that they've set up at a zone. He wants to review some things here.
Our first chance to thank Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville for this tournament. We are traveling in a 2015 Nissan Murano Touring Edition that has just about everything on. In fact, I was telling you, Steve, earlier, we put some in the back seat. I looked down. I noticed it had heated seats in the back seat as well.
That's as good as it gets.
That's
it's not
nice.
Exactly a Chamber of Commerce day down here in terms of the weather. So we're looking to stay warm in any way we can. Just a nice, nice vehicle, without question. And every time that we've traveled this year, Galesburg Nissan has been outstanding in terms of providing us with a wonderful vehicle.
And we want to remind you about the lifetime limited powertrain warranty that is available for any used car of 5 years or less than 5 years old and under 80,000 miles, any new car as well. And it doesn't cost a dime for you. It's part of the package when you buy it. Galesburg Nissan, we invite you to check out this 2015 Nissan Murano and all the new and pre-owned, certified pre-owned stock available near the Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. Streaks get called for an illegal screen away from the ball, and Jacob Carl picks up not only his first foul, but the first team foul. Galesburg played foulless the entire first quarter.
We've set up in a 1-2-1-1. Got a turnover at the tail end of it. We're going to have a run out here.
Try to get a secondary break. Quinn leads, takes it right past his man and up and in with a left hand. And Quinn's in double figures now with 11. The turnover leads to a break.
And we don't care where the turnover comes, as well as them getting to play faster. All of those are objectives of the zone press.
9-point Galesburg lead now. It's 17-8. Guyton to the right side. Over to Nathan Whitney into the game for Dunlap. Here's a shot at the high post. Swishes it down for a Hawthorne. And Dunlap needed that one badly, as the Streaks had scored 7 in a row to open up a 9-point lead. It's now 7 at 17-10. Hodges' first open look, a little bit short from the left wing. He gets tied up with Brad Truden trying to go after the rebound, and Dunlap comes up with it. Back into the front court. Carl intercepts, and then a soft pass picked off by Truden. Saw it coming, and he went back and chased it down at midcourt, and now Dunlap gets another shot at it.
And an outstanding interior defensive play on Guyton again. Just a bad outlet pass.
Up top at the free throw line. Shot off the back iron.
Off the top of the...
Oh, did it bounce that high?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. So Hawthorne, you know, I've noticed he's fallen down both times he shot the ball. That bugs me. as a coach, do you notice those kinds of things, that guys trying to draw the foul every time they shoot?
Absolutely. And again, the officials paying no attention to it, which is the right approach.
6:10 to go first half. 17-10 is the Galesburg lead. Hodge up top. Feeds it left side over to Andrew. Wide open, shoots the three and airballs it. Shot it way too strong. Dotson has to save it on the baseline on the weak side, and Dunlap wasn't ready for it. It was Thomas standing over there on the baseline, so Cornell going after it, threw it back in right to Thomas, and he wasn't ready for it, and it went off him out of bounds.
Hustle plays, and we have made a number of those in this tournament and throughout the season. Little things that don't always show up in the scorebook, but they are critical. Here we get another possession out of it underneath our own basket. And
7-point
lead. In the ball game now.
Passes up the shot. Here's Andrew just outside
nice
the free
throw line.
Nice
to get him on track for that good-looking mid-range jump shot there.
Start of the game, 0-for-6. That's Andrew's first basket of the game now. 19-10, Galesburg. 5:45 to go first half. Thomas across midcourt. Guyton to the left side over to Whitney. And a whistle away from the ball. Another illegal screen and another turnover against Dunlap. That'll be against Hawthorne, his second. And the ninth Dunlap turnover. Is that right?
Nine turnovers for them already.
Four in the second quarter, having played just 2 minutes, 19 seconds.
And in the previous two ball games, we saw nothing like that in terms of turning the ball over. Some of these are self-imposed, and others are we're causing it.
Hodge on the left wing. Dribbles
or
it
self-inflicted,
right.
I should say.
Dotson out high for it. Working his way left side of the arc. Feeds it over to Khalil. Squares for three again. Got it.
Good. Get him on track as well.
He's got 5 in the game. And Galesburg in a double-digit lead now at 22-10.
Keep the hammer down now. And that's what Coach Reynolds is certainly
Whitney with it
here.
On the left side. The
travel.
Give and go. Left side. Feed over through the lane.
Got
to
away with the travel there.
22-12. Galesburg by 10. Dotson across midcourt. Now we got an illegal screen called against Galesburg. Against Jacob Carl again. That's his second.
And, you know, we've watched this, and again, probably, you know, I've not seen the rules interpretation meetings this year, but a point of emphasis. But, my Lord, there are a lot of them getting called, and they just don't seem to be that important in terms of the flow of the game, and they're certainly taking the flow of the game away from us.
Well, some crews seem to watch for it more than others.
This looks like one that we're going to get.
Yep. On the left side, dribble drive on the floor by the freshman Calhoun, and a foul on the floor against Galesburg as Calhoun tried to go around Khalil Hodge.
And Khalil's got to jump on his left there because that's the only angle he has there. He has no help that direction.
First foul on Khalil, third team foul on the streaks. 10-point Galesburg lead as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number two. And now Guyton attacking the basket,
aggressive
driving in
drive
from the left
by
side.
Guyton there.
And a hammer on the arm as he took it in. And he's going to get two free throws out of it. And that's a third foul now on Jacob Carl. This has not been a banner day for Jacob. In foul trouble in the first game and now again here in the second. He's picked up all three of these fouls with less than 3.5 minutes played here in the second quarter.
And tough break on the two previous on the illegal screens. You know, real questionable for those. And that wouldn't have hurt him, this foul here, without those two.
9-point lead as Guyton knocks down the first free throw. He leads Dunlap with five. Wallace has four. And the second free throw off the back iron. Hodge with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Khalil across midcourt. End off with it on the left lane. Spins around, drives, drew contact. Justin's been a lot more aggressive going to the basket here. I'd say starting with really the Bettendorf game at the shootout, I feel like, and continuing it here, and he's going to get two free throws as a result.
We know what kind of shooter he is, and I think his best years are ahead of him as he continues to develop and he matures physically. I know what an outstanding kid he is, a great competitor he is, and just a superior shooter.
And he knocks down the first free throw.
Plays an important role for our ball club.
Puts it back to a 10-point Galesburg lead, 23-13. The foul, meanwhile, was on Kelly and Thomas. His first and the fifth Dunlap team foul. Second one up and in. So Justin's in the scoring books with two free throws. Galesburg by 11, 24-13.
Let's settle in here and get another stop here and continue to try to pile up stops against this nice ball club.
On the right side, Waller back into the game. He can knock it down from the outside. He's got a nice shooting touch. Guyton goes around Andrew, but then he couldn't finish off the shot. And the rebound by Jalen McCann. Streaks trying to build on the lead here. Up 11, looking for more halfway through the second quarter. And off spots up, shoots and scores.
And that a baby wide open at the top. And that's money for Justin.
27-13 after the three-pointer. 5 points in a row.
Look to get another stop here. We've got them a little bit out of kilter.
At the free throw line, Wallace. The shot spins in and out. Rebound put back won't go for Guyton. And then Hodge with the rebound. Guyton comes around the backside, slaps it out of his arms right in front of Mike Reynolds, who wasn't happy about it. So counted as a seventh Galesburg turnover and a third shot at the basket until Dunlap with a bad pass on the sideline off Thomas's hands and out of bounds, and they do turn it over.
And their 10th turnover of the ball game. Again, and we've got them a little bit on the ropes here.
Yep.
And we want to continue to run solid offensive half-court sets as we need to set the offense up.
Under 3.5 to go for the half. Galesburg by 14. Hodge, left wing, open again, hits again. 8 in the game for Hodge, 6 here in this quarter. 30-13 as Galesburg opens it up to 17.
Made our last 4 baskets in a row and 3 of those, 3 consecutive threes.
And if you hear the noise in the gym, that's coming from the Galesburg bench right now as they're spurring on their teammates. 3 minutes to go for the half.
We've got Dunlap back on their heels right now.
Calhoun passes it left side to Waller. Now gets it back. Calhoun starts to dribble with the right hand back behind him to Wallace at the volleyball line. Now Waller into the hands of Guyton, looking to dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Plants himself. Passes it right side, and they skip it back up top to Calhoun. Starts a dribble with a left hand, trying to find some room. He's cut off, has to pass it back out to Guyton. Launches a long three and hits, about 26 feet out.
Take your hat off to that, yes. And we'll allow him to take that shot. Contested for the most part.
8 in the game for Isaac Guyton, 30-16. Galesburg, end off drive, kicks it out. McCants on the wing. He'll pull it back up top. Anderson fakes right. Andrew drives, penetration, gets double teamed and a foul called on Dunlap. Andrew attacking the basket, will get two free throws here.
And he attacked the basket under control that time. Great body control, and he's going to be rewarded here with two foul shots.
Call it on Calhoun, his second, and the sixth Dunlap team foul, but it's a shooting foul with Andrew driving right down the middle of the lane. Eyes the first free throw, puts it up, and off the back iron.
Fields back in the ball game for us. Justin Inhofe leaving. Great sequence there. Great minutes by Justin.
30-16 is the Galesburg lead. Ander trying to make it 17 with 2:19 to go for the half. Second one is good. He's got 3 points here in the quarter and for the game. 31-16 Galesburg by 15. McCants, Dotson, Anderson, Hodge, and Fields for the Silver Streaks. Waller, Guyton, Adam White, Wallace, and Whitney for Dunlap. And it's Wallace who knocks one down from the right baseline. He leads the Eagles. I'm sorry, he has six for the Eagles. 31-18 Galesburg. 2 minutes to go for the half. Andrew drives, lost the handle on. Just a little out of control going into the lane. Now Cornell gets in there, knocks it loose, tries to save it on the baseline, and he couldn't get it over to McCants. The ball dribbles out of bounds back to Dunlap. Guyton will bring it across midcourt. Waller leads the way in front of him. Dotson will pick him up, goes under the screen, cuts off Guyton on the right side, pulls up from 10 feet and hits.
He's certainly heating up a little bit as well now.
He's in double figures with 10 as he scored the last five for the Eagles. 31-20, Galesburg's lead down to 11. Cornell feeds it left side to McCants. Jalen drives, kicks it out. Andrew open for three off the back rim. Rebound chased down by Jalen. Feeds it back out high to Andrew, and the Streaks get another crack at it. Second offensive rebound in the quarter for Jalen McCants. Now Cornell open for three and hits. Boy, as soon as he let that one go, it looked good. I'm glad the shot didn't disappoint me.
And a big basket to keep momentum.
Yeah. 34-20. Dotson with five in the game. Waller up top. Minute to go in the first half. Guyton left open. Wide open, long three, and he knocks that one down. And he scored the last eight for Dunlap, almost single-handedly keeping them in the game.
34-23. He's an impressive basketball player and an impressive physical presence on the basketball floor, too.
He's got 13 now to lead all scorers. McCants with it on the left side. Up top, Andrew. Down to 42 seconds to go for the half. Cornell drives, cut off, skips it out, McCants.
No hurry.
Now Andrew to the right side to Fields. Nick up top to Jalen. Down to 30 seconds to go. Fields with it on the right wing.
Nick, steadying influence out there, running the show.
Khalil, left wing, open three. A little bit off the mark. Rebound batted around. Dunlap comes up with it. Guyton controls. Leads a break into the front court. Pulls up top of the arc, 20 seconds to go. Bounces behind him. They're going to try to hold for the last shot here. Down to 13 seconds to go. Guyton on the dribble out near half court.
Spread the floor. They'll probably isolate him here. Going to try to get to the rim.
Drives in from the right side. Cornell cuts him off. Guyton shoots over him. Forces one up. Andrew with the rebound. And he's just going to dribble out the half. 34-23 Galesburg as the teams head to the locker rooms. Good defensive effort by Cornell at the end of the half to fend off Guyton going for the final shot. So the Streaks outscore Dunlap 19-15 in the second quarter. They take an 11-point lead to the locker room. Come back, take a look at the first half stats. We'll talk things over with the coaching staff as well as you're listening to Silver Streaks boys basketball at the half. 34-23 over Dunlap on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with a mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Taylorville. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Cody McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Another well-played half for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, who have a 34-23 lead over Dunlap. As the teams are in the locker rooms, and Streaks have gotten contributions in lots of different ways from everybody who's been on the floor at some point or another. Kobe Ramirez, Tylen Parks had good, strong defensive effort for the Silver Streaks at the end of the first quarter. Jalen McCants has come up with a couple of big rebounds. Justin Enthoff off the bench there in the second quarter. Knocked down five straight points for the Silver Streaks. It's truly been a team effort, and as a result, Galesburg leads here by 11, Steve.
You know, very well played game by our ball club on both ends of the floor, and I think you hit it on the head. A real team effort. I mean, everybody executing their role, everybody involved. We're playing under control. We've gone on some runs. There's not a whole lot that you could find wrong here. Unfortunately, Jacob got into foul trouble. A couple of questionable calls there that got him to the bench. Andrew hasn't got on track yet, but again, good ball clubs pick up their solid players, like we picked up Andrew and certainly had to pick up Jacob, because Jacob's not 100% right now. He's out there gutting it out, and hats off to him on that. But a real team effort. We're sharing the ball beautifully. You know, right now, very pleased. We want to sustain that. We don't want to rest on our laurels here. And know that Dunlap's going to have something in them here in terms of a run.
Let's take a look at our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Team numbers, Steve?
Yeah, both ball clubs, again, shooting very, very well. Us, 12 out of 23, 5 out of 10 in three-point field goal percentage. They are 10 out of 20 from the field and 2 out of 4 in three-point field goal percentage. Rebound-wise, 14 for us, 8 for them. We've out-rebounded them there. Turnover-wise, a little too many, 7 for us, and 10 for them. 10 for them is we've really, again, played outstanding half-court defense and haven't had to press them except for one possession. We're really forcing them out of what they want to do. And when that occurs, guys will sometimes get a little out of control, force things, and we've got them to do that, especially early in the ball game and into the early part of the second period. So, again, an outstanding defensive effort, which, again, is our calling card.
I have to give them credit, though, Steve. I hadn't really thought about it until now. We made the observation they had 9 turnovers, I think with 5:45 to go in the first half, something like that, which means they played that most of the second quarter, picking up only one more turnover. So they seem to have settled in a little bit.
And Guyton was able to really, really take over at least their offensive load. And he is a superior player and a wonderful athlete and great upside. So he had a sequence there of 3 or 4 possessions in a row where
8 straight
points.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Free throw shooting, the Eagles were 1 out of 2. The Silver Streaks were 3 out of 4. So that's really been a non-factor in the statistical standpoint of the game here so far. 34-23 is the Galesburg lead at the half. We'll take a break when we come back. Talk things over with the coaching staff. We'll give you the individual scoring in this game. And we'll take a look at some other scores and tournament play from around the state of Illinois, especially involving Western Big Six teams. 34-23, Streaks over Dunlap at the half. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With 3 kids in school and sports, most days you feel like an unpaid taxi driver. Your shuttle runs from the second you leave work till sometimes 10 o'clock. But lately, you're not comfortable driving at night. You've never had a problem before, but it feels like you just can't see well.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans, but thanks to Kehoe Eye Care, you won't have to dread driving at night any longer. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology and expertise to determine why your night vision is poor and the options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people. People, not just eyes.
No matter the season, no matter the reason, anyone who has a car, truck, or van would love a detail gift card. Swing by the shop with the palm tree on Grand Avenue and get yours.
You better call Dave's.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
American Financing is a national mortgage lender known for new home loans and refinances, but their service goes beyond low rates, custom loans, and fast closings, because you work with a dedicated salary-based mortgage consultant who has your best interest in mind. Make the call today and start saving up to $1,000. $10 a month. You may even close in as fast as 10 days. 800-906-2440 or online at AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, America's home for home loans.
American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Elevate Trampoline Park in Peoria, the perfect destination for a party or weekend fun with the family. For more information, find them at ElevateTrampolineParkPeoria.com. Cloudy and a chance of snow today, a high of 14, below zero wind chills possible. Cloudy, a chance of snow tonight, low of 6 above. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of afternoon snow and a high of 15. Right now it's 6 above with a wind chill of 8 below at WGIL. The Galesburg High School girls basketball team takes on Olney as the Mattoon Holiday Tournament continues. Listen for the broadcast tonight immediately following Galesburg Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Will Stevenson, so we invite you to stay tuned for that. Again, immediately after this game, we're going to talk with the coaching staff here momentarily. Galesburg boys leading Dunlap 34-23. We might have actually a chance to get more than a few words with assistant coach Ryan Hart. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Grady Insurance. Let's go sidelines where Steve Cheeseman will, if I can get his attention, we'll talk things over with Ryan Hart here. Let's find out what the team talked about in the locker room.
Back here at Taylorville High School in the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, we're joined by Coach Ryan Hart here at halftime. Coach, not a whole lot wrong here. We're playing really, really well. What do you see here? I know that's hard for you to come up with something really good here. We're playing really well.
Well, we let Guyton go off a little bit there at the end of the half. We switched off him to help, and then he didn't recover quick enough, gave him a wide open three, and then he kind of got in rhythm a little bit and hit a couple more shots.
What are we going to do here to try to contain him here in the second half a little bit?
Well, we're going to keep the same game plan that we came into the game with. Andrew's going to guard him and a little bit taller guy, try to get him to shoot over the top of him. And we got to stop his drive, too, because he's going to the rim pretty hard with his right hand. So take that away, get a hand up on the shot. We should be all right.
Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck. Let's go get another one.
Thank you.
Let's run through the individual scoring here in the first half. Guyton did lead all scorers with 13. And, again, as we mentioned, he scored the last 8 points for Dunlap to keep him in the game down 11. After Guyton's 13, you've got Thomas Wallace with 6, and then Kyle Hawthorne and Brad Trudden both off the bench each have 2. No one else has scored for the Eagles. For the Silver Streaks, Quinn Anderson got off to a hot start. He leads the Silver Streaks as the only player in double figures with 11. Khalil Hodge had 8, including a couple of three-pointers there in the second quarter. Cornell Dodson and Justin Endhoff each have 5. Andrew Anderson with 3. Jacob Carl has 2. And no one else has scored for the Silver Streaks. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg girls losers earlier today to Altamont. Again, a reminder, we'll have the Silver Streaks and Olney coming up immediately after our game. Galesburg boys were winners earlier. They're trying to go 3-0 with a victory here against Dunlap. Other Western Big Six teams, UT defeated Limestone at the Pekin Tournament. They're about to get started for their second game of the day. In fact, it might be already underway. At Pekin, Moline was a winner in the consolation bracket over Arlington Heights Hersey, 46-41. At Macomb, Monmouth Roseville was a 58-37 winner over Liberty. A-Town defeated Eureka, 41-28. And I saw earlier the A-Town girls also won over South County, 61-49. I saw earlier that Knoxville won, but I couldn't find the score on that one again. But it's my understanding Knoxville will play Monmouth Roseville now at the Macomb tournament. Here we're just underway in the second half. Dunlap with the ball to begin the third quarter. With their starters back on the floor, Waller has it now out high along with Thomas and Guyton, Wallace and Calhoun.
I think these first 3 minutes are really good. They're always critical, but I think here especially, can we continue momentum, not let them back into the ball game and gain any confidence?
So equally critical for them as well then.
Absolutely, both ball clubs.
Thomas drives in. Cornell does a nice job hanging with him after nearly getting the steal out on the wing. Cuts him off and forces him back out. On the right side, driving down low, Guyton cut off there by a double team. Now down the lane, Calhoun shifts with the left hand, and then the rebound by Wallace over the top of Andrew Anderson with a putback. 34-25 as they get the lead down to single digits.
Don't want them to get any momentum or gain any confidence here.
Cornell on the left side. Up top, Quinn. Crossover dribble to the free throw line. Takes it all the way down the left side. Banks it up hard, too hard, off the glass. Waller with a rebound. Dunlap pushing it. Waller pulls up. Now feeds it over left side to Guyton. Acting like he wanted to square up for the shot, but he passes it away instead.
He's got a little ISO here, some floor to work with.
Watch Walter, too. If he gets an open look at it and squares up, he can really knock down the shot. Here he drives instead and out of control, shoots it over the rim. Rebound, Silver Streak. Pushing it into the front court. Andrew drives. He can't knock it down. And there's Jacob Carl
there.
Coming right down the middle of the lane with the offensive putback.
Used his solid bulk there and strength.
Here's a three on the right side by Thomas. Air ball. Rebound chased down. Hodge, as he twice has to try to save it on the sideline, then falling out of bounds, bats it back in, but the official said he stepped out. So they're going to get another crack at it. Kelly and Thomas, she's done a nice job on him. He's 0 for 3. All from three-point range.
Cornell is really containing. Cornell is an elite defensive player, on-ball defensive player.
And he's on him now on the left side in the man defense. Up top, Wallace on the give and go to Calhoun, driving in from the right side, hits the bottom of the rim. Boy, I guess they're going to call the streaks on a hold as he penetrated in. Quinn's going to get called for the foul, and Mike Reynolds unhappy, I think, with the
late
whistle on
that. Late whistle and a tough angle to make that call.
Quinn's first on the Silver Streaks here in the second half, just past the six-minute mark, and Calhoun knocks down his first point of the game.
He's been aggressive here to the rim here these last two possessions as well. They look like they want to certainly exert some real aggressiveness here as we go to the second period.
Yeah, based on the way he especially has started here in the second half, I can't help but think that Tony Thomason said in the locker room, quit playing like a freshman.
Yeah, they're one in a 1-3-1 now.
Quinn on the left side picks up his dribble. Bounces it left side into the corner.
Skip
Cornell.
Passes are really big here, and diagonal skip passes. Good ball movement. Should get us a wide open.
Swinging around. Quinn had the shot, but he passed it up. Reverses back to Khalil for three off the front of the rim. And the rebound. What are they going to call on the rebound? Carl, I thought, had good position going for the rebound. And they are going to call Dunlap. So they call it against Waller, I think. Maybe a little push off down low.
We had good position there. Jacob, real good position there.
Here's Andrew at the free throw line. Shoots and scores.
Good find by Quinn on the inbound. Waited, and found Andrew at the foul line for a mid-range jump shot.
Andrew, one of two to open the third quarter. He's got five in the game. Silver Streaks lead by 11, 38-27. 5:10 to go here, third quarter. Waller on the right side in front of the Dunlap bench, up top to Calhoun. Trying to work around a screen, found an opening in the lane. And they're going to call a foul on the Silver Streaks, trying to fight through the screen, and they call it on Jacob Carl instead, and that's his fourth.
And
Quinn was fighting through the screen, but Jacob was right there on the back end of it, and the contact was initiated there. Jacob goes to the bench.
Brent Clark Hawkins in the ball game here to provide good interior defense and defensive prowess, or rebounding prowess.
To Guyton out high. Now Waller with it in front of the Dunlap bench on the right side. Up top to Calhoun. Anderson goes under the screen. Quinn fights through it. Now the crossover dribble. Trying to cut off Calhoun on the baseline. Feeding it back through the lane. And it goes off of Gelsberg's foot. So the kick bails Dunlap out from what would have been a turnover. And they're going to inbound it.
And the optimum word there and verb is bail. Because he had no angle to make that pass.
Thomas on the inbound to Guyton. Double teamed on the wing. So they bounce it back out to Waller up top. Calhoun on the outside at the corner where those volleyball lines meet. Down to 4:45 to go in this third quarter. Wallace on the give and go to Waller. Cut off there by Hodge. Good job by Khalil defensively. Now 4:35 to go. Dunlap patient in the half court trying to find the shot here. Calhoun goes right. Fakes left. Down the lane.
Really
lost
nice
a handle
move.
On the dribble and it came right
he
back to
it.
38-29. Hodge. Into the left corner, Dotson. Here comes the trap, so he gets it away to Andrew. Drives baseline under the basket, steps back, comes up short, loses the rebound. Guyton with it, leads a break into the front court. Streaks get back defensively. Guyton, bad
pass,
stolen away by Clark at the free throw line. Hawkins slips, gets it away to Anderson. Quinn pulls up at the free throw line, off the back iron, and missed it. Rebound Wallace for Dunlap. Dunlap will slow things down a bit across midcourt. We're past the halfway point of the third quarter. 38-29 is the Gelsberg lead. Thomas with it on the left wing. Feeds it down low to Waller. Guarded by Hodge. Has to feed it back up top to Calhoun. Quinn goes around the screen. Now back behind it to Thomas. Guyton swinging around left side over to Waller on the wing. Waller feeds it to the free throw line to Wallace. Hands off. Guyton shoots a three. Missed it. And a good box out on the weak side by Quinn Anderson to come up with a rebound.
And that's where the rebound's going to come off, especially they're going to call over and back here.
First turnover.
Tough break there.
First turnover, right, on the Silver Streak, second half?
Yes.
8 for the game, 3:20 to go, third period. 9-point Galesburg lead, 38-29. Boy, it's been a stifling battle here for these first 4-plus minutes of this third quarter.
Neither team giving in here.
No. Low scoring, indicative of the good defense both teams are playing here. Just 10 points total combined between the two after the Streaks put up 34 in the first half. The lead is 9 for Galesburg right now as we approach the 3-minute mark. Free throw line extended, Kyle Hawthorne. Back behind him to Nathan Whitney. Passes it right side into the hands of Brad Truden. Crossover dribble by
there.
Thomas, and he lost the handle on it on the way to the basket. Falls down, ball goes out of bounds, and Dunlap turns it over, their first turnover of the second half.
And again, good defense. And Thomas, is we've really bottled him up. I think he's a little frustrated and trying to do a little bit more than he should at that point.
Well, he was able to shake Cornell on the crossover dribble, but then he was out of control going down the lane. Nick Fields into the game for the Streaks, right side of the arc, feeds it back left side to Hodge. Dunlap sticking with this 1-3-1 zone here, which has slowed down the Galesburg offense. Hawkins is the man running baseline for the Silver Streaks. He has it now in the left corner. Gets it back up top to Khalil, who will dribble it back out.
Must take care of it and use pass fakes here, directional pass fakes.
Fields almost off the shoulder of Khalil. Did a nice job not to let that one roll out of bounds. Now Cornell with it on the right wing. 2:20 to go. And he throws it into Mike Reynolds' hands on the far sideline for a turnover. It was intended for Clark Hawkins. I think Clark was cutting in, and the pass went back behind him into the corner.
And Coach Reynolds wasn't one of the eligible receivers in that sequence.
9 Galesburg turnovers, 2 here in this third quarter. In fact, 2 in about the last minute. In fact, all 3 turnovers in the second half between these two teams have come in the last minute.
They use their center at the high post and then cut off him in the old-fashioned give and goes.
Thomas on the outside trying to work around a screen. Cornell goes under it. Thomas gets a step on him and goes to the baseline. And a foul on Cornell. Just got there a step too late. The screen helped free him up, and that's the first foul of the game on Cornell. Third team foul on the Streaks, and it puts Kelly and Thomas at the line where he has yet to score tonight. 0-for-3 from the field. First free throw up and in and out. 38-29 is the Galesburg lead. 1:57 to go third quarter. Fields sits and off back into the game for the Streaks, joining Dotson, Hawkins, Hodge, and Andrew Anderson. Second one by Thomas. Off the front of the rim. And Andrew locks onto the rebound. Reached back with that right hand and just gripped it.
And really got up in the air there.
End off. Left corner for 3. Short. Rebound. Volleyballed around. Into the hands of Hodge. Knocked away. Chased down by Anderson. Another crack at it for the Silver Streaks. Now Hawkins from the outside. Hits a 3.
Big basket by Clark Hawkins.
That may be a crunch time play of the game candidate right there, putting the Streaks back up by a dozen. And now to answer Thomas at the other end. He shoots it from 25 feet out and drains it. Big answer by Dunlap to get back within 9 at 41-32, a minute 20 to go.
His first points of the ball game, and we don't want him to get any confidence or get untracked.
Hawkins with it on the left wing. Streaks swing it back up high to the right side end off. Just to our right here in the sideline media table. Andrew Anderson with it up top. Right side Hawkins. Fakes from the wing. Dribbles into traffic. Throws it behind him to end off. And through his hands and out of bounds. 10th turnover on the Silver
Streaks. And they're going to give us the ball here.
They are.
They said that Dunlap deflected it last.
Tough
one there.
I don't know about that.
Tough one.
We'll take it.
We'll take it. Justin Inhofe's looking like we'll take it as well.
Cornell Dotson to the top of the arc. Feeds it left side to Andrew. Dunlap's picked up the defense here. Andrew juggles the ball in the lane and can't finish the shot as a result. Truden with the rebound for Dunlap. Trying to get back within 7, maybe 6 here. Maybe 6 with Thomas launching one, and he's short. Hodge under the basket with a rebound. If you're Tony Thomas and head coach, I don't think you're happy with that shot.
No, absolutely not.
36 seconds to go. Streaks with the ball. Hawkins left side steps back. Now Andhoff with it on the outside.
We want to be delivered here if we can and like to get the last shot.
Hodge picks up his dribble as it's knocked loose. Now double team, tries to trap, get it away, and off the hands of Dunlap. It was intended for Andhoff in the corner, and it went off Nathan Whitney's hands out of bounds. Dunlap very active in the half-court defense here. They've come out of that 1-3-1 and really picked it up.
And they've got us on the run a little bit here on the offensive end.
20 seconds to go. Galesburg still on top by 9 at 41-32. Clint Anderson back in as Hawkins gets a breather.
Gives us another three-point shooter and offensive.
Quinn finds Andrew cutting in, waits for the man to
nice
go past
pass.
Him, and puts it up and in.
He does a really good job on inbounds plays, waiting and using his vision.
Almost waited too long. Felt a five-second call coming on. Down to 7 seconds to go. Calhoun on the dribble. Bad pass out high. Andrew chases it down. Can't get to it. Here's Guyton driving. And we got a foul on the floor. They're going to call a hand check on the Silver Streaks with 0.4 seconds to go at the end of the third quarter.
And that's going to allow them here.
That'll be
to try
on
to
Khalil.
Set up something, run somebody off of a screen here, and get a shot off here.
Yep, fourth team foul. So it puts a lot of pressure on Dunlap to get one off here with 0.4 seconds. Calhoun will pull the trigger, lob onto the inbounds, and a good job by Khalil to get up and bat it loose like a cornerback in the end zone just trying to knock it down so Dunlap can't get off the shot. Streaks maintain that 11-point lead heading into the fourth quarter, 43-32. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Some things in life are complicated, like quantum physics and women's purses. But some things are simple, like tires. If you could buy three tires and get one for $1 or pay full price for four tires, which would you do? Seems pretty simple, right? Buy three, get one for $1. Don't overcomplicate it. Just come see me, Jamie Munt, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We'll give you four beautiful tires for the price of three, plus $1. We'll also give you free alignment checks, free tire repair, and free diagnostics on any make or model. When people tell you to simplify your life, this is what they're talking about.
Check them out on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
I'm Will Stevenson. Find out about a party plan for Carl Sandburg's 140th birthday tomorrow night at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
3 quarters gone here at Taylorville. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Cody McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks lead Dunlap 43-32. And the Silver Streaks will have the ball to begin the fourth quarter. A little bit of a discussion going on the far sideline between Mike Reynolds and one of the officials. Now we're underway with a 43-32 lead, and Dunlap back in the 1-3-1. Dotson, Hodge, Andrew Anderson, Quinn Anderson, and McCants for the
Silver
Streaks.
And they're looking to trap out of that in the four corners.
Quinn dribbles out of it. Now Hodge trapped up high, gets it away to Cornell Dotson at the free throw line. Driving, McCants off the back iron. Missed it. Rebound. Dunlap comes up with it. Nathan Whitman.
One we let get away from us there.
Sure enough, and now foul at the other end. Dunlap has really picked up the pace here, attacking the basket at the other end, and they're going to get two free throws on the fifth Galesburg team foul.
And it could have been one that was called on the floor, but they're going to give two foul shots here to Guyton.
Second of the game against Quinn Anderson. Jacob Carl already on the bench for the Streaks with four personal fouls. Nobody else in any kind of foul trouble, and Guyton misses the first free throw. Streaks held him to only one shot in the third quarter after he rattled off 8 straight points to end the first half.
He was a little bit missing in action in the third period. And I thought that he would continue to try to extend his game and continue to try to make things happen.
Steps up to the free throw line, dribbles once, puts the second one up and off the back iron, and the rebound batted away from Andrew Anderson and out of bounds, last touch by Dunlap. So a big missed opportunity for the Eagles there. 0-for-2 at the free throw line. And the lead for the Silver Streaks remains 11 as they get the ball back. Under 7.5 minutes to play. The winner becomes the top seed in the gold pool, and now Cornell travels with it. Hesitation on the far sideline right in front of the Galesburg bench. He started a pass, held the ball, and then dragged his pivot foot as he passed it away.
We're a little tentative right now against that 1-3-1. Yep. We're going to have to be a little bit more aggressive. We're going to have to use our pass fakes and move people as well.
Up top, Guyton with a head and shoulder fake. Steps left, squares up for three, and hits it.
Big bucket there.
Left him wide open. 43-35, the Galesburg lead is 8. 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Dotson. Dunlap, meanwhile, has done a nice job on him defensively as well. Now he's going to shoot the three, and it's short, way short. Hodge under the basket, gets a hand on it, but they say it's out of bounds. That was Cornell's third shot of the game and his first of the second half.
And I was just going to say, a guy that we're missing in the ball game against this kind of defense is Jacob Carl, and here he comes into the ball game. Somebody in the high post that's able to pass out and be available as a safety release against this and be able to pass to the weak side. Jacob Carl's the man for that.
And again, coming back into the game with four fouls, 6:40 to go in the game and an eight-point Gelsberg lead. Dunlap with the ball here, though. Streaks stay in the man defense, so they get it to Wallace and tell Wallace to go after him, try to foul him out of the game. He's got it now at the high post. Hand off to Calhoun driving down the left side. And good defense by Quinn Anderson. He just couldn't finish off the shot, and Jacob gets the rebound.
Very good defense there.
Andrew.
Forced Calhoun to take a little bit of a shot off balance.
Up top to Cornell. Starts to dribble toward the double team. Andrew comes out high for the pass at the high post. Now gives it off to Cornell. Into the left corner. A drive by Quinn. And a foul on the floor against Dunlap. That'll be only their second team foul here in the second half. 6:08 to play in the game. And the streaks will inbound right of the basket.
And we've got to continue to keep our aggressiveness against that 1-3-1. And that sequence there, we were much better.
Second foul on Kellyon Thomas. Quinn looking out high. Goes to Andrew. Back at the volleyball line. Feeds it into Jacob. Inside the free throw line. Dribbles once. Skips it to the right side. Khalil step back three and hits. That's
and
a big shot.
And there's what I was talking about there. He's really good in the high post. He's able to use his vision. He found Khalil, and we get a basket there. Big three-pointer.
And his body language indicated that he might try to post up, and that helped free up Khalil on the right side for the shot. Here's a runner from the right baseline that misses. Khalil saves the ball out of bounds, and then Andrew can't handle it, and it stays with Dunlap.
So and that's a tough one. He couldn't secure it, and they're going to keep possession underneath their own basket here.
We'll credit Dunlap with a dead ball rebound on that. 5:40 to go in the game. Streak's lead is 11. Kellyon Thomas on the right side backs it all the way up, almost all the way to half court to reset the offense here. Wallace at the free throw line. Puts the dribble on the floor left, right, picks up, backdoor cut to Calhoun, reverse layup with the left hand.
Very active cut to the basket by Calhoun. Again, a good-looking young player that he is.
Just a freshman again in the starting lineup for Dunlap. Played very timidly in the first half. He's been aggressive in the second half, and he's got six in the game.
Long and going to get longer. Nice-looking left-handed player.
Streak's lead is 9, 46-37. Outside,
knock it down, Khalil.
For three. High rainbow shot knocks it down.
Got a baby.
49-37, the lead is 12, and a Gelsberg timeout, a full timeout with 5:04 to play. Again, our thanks to Gelsberg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week in a 2015 Nissan Murano. We want to remind you again about their lifetime limited powertrain warranty that's available on all used vehicles you purchase at Gelsberg Nissan that are under 5 years old and with less than 80,000 miles on them. It covers the engine, the transmission, the transfer case, the all-wheel drive assembly, the drivetrain assembly. That's all covered as part of the lifetime powertrain warranty that comes to you at no extra cost when you buy a vehicle at Gelsberg Nissan, whether it's this 2015 Nissan Murano that's part of the extensive certified pre-owned fleet or even a new vehicle, if you're interested. It's been a very busy week, we understand, at Gelsberg Nissan with already quite a few sales going on after Christmas, so you don't want to miss out on the year-end deals taking place there. And take advantage of that lifetime powertrain warranty that's available to you at Gelsberg Nissan. Our thanks for providing our transportation all season long for football and girls and boys basketball.
Terrific warranty package there. Not heard of that anywhere.
Speaking of girls basketball, I want to remind you that the Gelsberg girls will battle Olney at the Mattoon tournament. We'll have that one immediately following our broadcast here. It's a scheduled 7 o'clock tip. 5 minutes to go in this game here with a 12-point Gelsberg lead, so we might be able to get you to that one on time, depending on how the rest of this one plays out. We're liking the way things are going so far with the Silver Streaks leading by 12 thanks to two Khalil Hodge three-pointers here in the fourth quarter. On the left side coming out of the Streaks timeout, Whitney out of the free throw line, Wallace. Looking to go back door, but Fields cuts off Guyton. Now Isaac drives to the baseline. Nick reaches in, strips it loose, and gets called for a reach foul. And Mike Reynolds from the opposite end of the court, no argument, but he thought he had it clean. And Nick picks up his first foul.
And Nick is not one ever to complain. He's not complaining there, but I know Nick, and I'm looking at his face there, and I think he felt like he stripped him clean too.
Sixth team foul on the Streaks.
Nick is as mannerly as you get, so he's not going to complain.
First one up and rolls off. The guy 0 for 3 at the free throw line in this quarter, 1 for 5 for the game. And I guess the officials were saying he was in the act of going up with the ball. I thought he was moving to the basket, but not in the act of shooting.
And that's That's two in a row there, Brad, where he's got a break in terms of being fouled in what they call the act of shooting.
He does get the second free throw.
They're going to extend their pressure here. It looks like a 1-2-2 here. They're going to try to create trap.
Hodge back behind him and then nearly stolen away by Calhoun as a bad soft bounce pass by Hodge. Reverse it back to Nick just coming in after the inbound, and Calhoun saw it coming, got to it, but just couldn't hang on to it before he fell out of bounds.
Got to really sell your pass fakes and use those here and meet your passes.
Anderson.
Get the ball in the middle.
Middle of the court, Jacob. Into the front court, Hodge on the left side. Don't shoot it too quickly, Streaks. Hodge back up top to Nick. Fields. Baseline. Cornell leaves it off to Jacob. Dribbles once and banks it in.
Maybe an overpass
almost,
there, but we got away with it.
13-point Galesburg lead, 51-38, and now an over and back on Dunlap. Got it across and fed it back to Calhoun, and that's the first Dunlap turnover of the fourth quarter, only their second of the second half.
Yeah, and we've got them a little bit on the ropes here again, and we need to continue to be aggressive. They're back to now a man-to-man.
4:20 to go in the game, Streaks by 13. Andrew drives, pulls up low, blocks, and a foul called on Dunlap. And I thought they kind of bailed Andrew out a little bit there. I thought he was a little off balance, out of control, heading to the basket. But Calhoun bailed him out. His third foul, and Andrew gets two free throws here.
Agreed wholeheartedly.
4:14 to go in the game. Silver Streaks lead by 13. First one up by Andrew and in.
Knock down these free throws here down the stretch. And we've been doing that, and that's been a key.
52-38 Galesburg. 5.5 for Andrew, 8 for the game. Second free throw off the back iron. Almost dropped through the rim anyway. Guyton got the rebound, his fifth of the game.
Steal by
Nick. The front court and stolen away. Fields drives, left hand, up and banks it in.
Great steal by Nick Fields. Anticipated that pass beautifully. Got a layup on the other end.
54-38, a drive and a dump off and a basket by Wallace as Dunlap answers quickly, 54-40.
They're back in their 1-2-2.
Cornell, baseline, gets it over to Nick. Calhoun goes for the steal. Streaks have numbers into the front court. Nick winds his way through the defense, and now Cornell gets called for traveling. Out on the right wing, didn't get the ball on the floor in time. 11th Silver Streaks turnover.
And again, Brad, we want to certainly emphasize we can't be in a hurry here.
No. 3:40 to go in the game. Andrew with a near steal. Calhoun feeds it into the right corner. Waller fakes, drives, and then hits the side of the backboard on the shot. Guyton with a rebound, and Nick reaches in, knocks it loose, and gets called for the foul again. Same play, different spot on the floor, and Guyton will go to the line shooting two again. I thought Waller should have shot the three. It was wide open on the outside. Yeah. When he penetrated, he ended up with a far worse shot, but they got the rebound, and now two free throws for Guyton. First one off the front of the rim. Well, maybe this isn't a bad strategy either, the way Guyton has shot free throws here tonight. 1-for-5 in the quarter, 2-for-7 for the game. 3.5 minutes to play. He's got 17 to lead Dunlap, and he knocks down the second free throw. 54-41, Silver Streaks by 13. Pressure stays on. Hodge, middle of the court, Cornell. Feeds it into the front court, Jacob. 2-on-1, pulls up, bank shot, drops it through.
Got the ball in the middle, went opposite, broke it easily.
56-41, Silver Streaks by 15, 3:15 to go in the game.
Continue to make them work to score.
Little back and forth early in the game between the Streaks and Dunlap. Otherwise, once Galesburg took a 6-4 lead, they have led this entire way. Guyton to the left side, cut off by Nick. He's done a
good
nice job on
good
Guyton.
Good job by Nick on ball and on Guyton here.
Calhoun, Waller, now to the left side. Wallace at the high post, shoots over Jacob Carl. Shot rolls off, Fields skies for the rebound. Good defense by the Silver Streaks in the half court. They feed it into the front court. Cornell back behind into Fields. Fakes left. Picks up the dribble. Needs help. Batted out of the hands of Fields. We got a foul and a reach called against Guyton. It's only his first foul of the game. And the fourth team foul on Dunlap with 2:41 to go in the game. 15-point Galesburg lead, 56-41. Kyle Hawthorne back into the game for Dunlap. Wallace will get a breather here.
And you'll see Dunlap having to take more chances here, and they will take more chances. And certainly they have fouls to give
as
well.
Only four team fouls, as we just mentioned. Inbound Fields to Dotson. Maybe a little push-off to free himself up off of Kelly and Thomas. Chases down the ball on the floor. Now Hodge has it left side. Khalil picks up his dribble. Gets it to Jacob Carl. Left side of the lane. Puts the ball on the floor once. Feeds
great
it baseline. Cornell drives and rolls it through.
Again, Jacob's passing here has meant a tremendous amount to our offense here in this fourth quarter.
Really picked apart the Dunlap half-court defense on that possession, up to a 17-point lead now with 2:10 to go in the game. Guyton up top. Right side, Calhoun. Inside the free throw line. The freshman drives. Can't finish off the shot. Gets his own rebound.
He's a competitor.
And now Dunlap calls timeout. 58-43. And it's just a 30-second timeout. So, again, as you mentioned, Steve, with 2:03 to go in the game, Dunlap's going to take some chances. If you're in the Mike Reynolds huddle, what are you telling the guys right now? I mean, they've executed very well up to this point.
Absolutely. On the defensive end where we're going to be right now, we've got to continue to make them run clock, run offense, and not commit fouls to stop the clock so they can score with no time leaving the clock. On the offensive end, we've got to take care of the ball, use pass fakes, meet every pass, throw passes where they need to be delivered, and, again, keep our spacing, be in no hurry here because, again, the clock is our friend on the offensive end as well.
There's an extended conversation right at the end of that timeout between one of the officials and Cornell Dotson, just one-on-one. The official was doing all the talking. I'm going to ask you about that after we see what the Streaks do here. They break the press, 2-on-1. Jacob driving in from the right side on a good feed from Andrew, and he banks it in. And Jacob's got 6 in the quarter, now 10 for the game. 60-43, Streaks by 17 with a minute 45 to go. So now they're picking apart the Dunlap full court press and getting 2-on-1s at the other end. So when an official, it's unusual to see an official talking to a player one-on-one like that. What do you think that's about?
Absolutely, and not seeing what precipitated that. It could be a variety of things. It looked like it was a friendly,
friendly
thing. So it may have been just something innocent and just unrelated to the game.
Almost instructional in a way.
Yeah.
Guyton pulls up at the high post, misses. Andrew fights off several Dunlap players for the rebound. Streaks into the front court. Andrew in the air on a feed, missed it, and the rebound by Guyton. Dunlap pushing it into the front court. Boy, Streaks get back defensively, do a nice job there. Now Andrew covers up Kelly and Thomas. The switch, Cornell nearly steals it away. It's Hawthorne at the free throw line. Bounce pass to Guyton, fends off his man, and banks it up and in.
And we've certainly 60-45. Made him work for everything here in this second half.
Streaks break the
Take
press
care of the
again.
Ball here.
Double teamed, and Andrew fouled from the backside. That's just the fifth Dunlap team foul, so it stops the clock. Minute 6 to go, and the Streaks have to inbound. Looks like they'll inbound it at the front end of the Galesburg bench. That's the second foul of the game on Guyton.
And mission one here is to get the ball inbounds first and then go from there.
Fields to Cornell. Cornell dribbles left, guarded by Thomas. Thought about handing off to Andrew. Now feeds it back up top on a soft pass, stolen away. Calhoun, one-on-one against Hodge. Missed it, and they're going to call Khalil for the foul. So the turnover leads to a stopped clock and a chance for Dunlap to get some more points here with 52.6 seconds remaining.
Dribble handoffs in this kind of situation where they're trying to apply pressure and double-team are very, very risky, and that's certainly proved evident there.
Especially at the sideline where you've got
nowhere to
go.
The sideline is another defender.
Yep. Calhoun to the free throw line, misses the first one. Dunlap has shot really poorly from the free throw line in this game. Have not helped themselves with the opportunities.
And they looked a little fatigued. And oftentimes when you're short, you're fatigued with the legs.
Missed them both. Anderson chases down the rebound. Had to fend off Hawthorne hanging on him from the backside to control that one. Fields into the front court. Andrew with it with 42 seconds to go. Ball batted away from him. And they're going to call Andrew for the push. As Guyton came around the backside, poked it loose, and went around Andrew trying to steal it away, and Andrew grabbed him. That's just Andrew's first foul of the game, but it comes off back-to-back Galesburg turnovers. 13 for the game now. And it stops the clock with 39.8 seconds remaining. The outcome really not in doubt at this point, but Dunlap doing everything they can to find a way to stop the clock and try to put together a miracle finish. Mike Reynolds going to empty the bench here.
Yeah, it looks like they have thrown the towel in here. And we'll play the last 39 seconds out here with our both in, benches empty.
Tylan Parks, Eric Price, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game from earlier today, Eric Davidson, Jacob Young, and Mitchell Sampson. First free throw up and in by Guyton. Now he's starting to warm up from the free throw line. He's made 3 of his last 4. But a 14-point Galesburg lead. Again, with Galesburg girls basketball to follow here. Guyton knocks down both. 60-47. And now Dunlap calls off the dogs. They'll go back into the half court. As Steve mentioned, they put in a lot of the reserve players as well. Mitchell walks it across midcourt. And let's see if Dunlap even allows the Streaks just to sort of dribble and take time off. Nope, Jacob Young's going to shoot from the top of the arc. Missed it. Three-pointer off the mark. Daniel Wallace with a rebound for Dunlap. Back into the front court. Dunlap shoots a three. Misses. Gets its own rebound. This is T.J. Carter with it. Bounces it. Throws it into the backcourt. Trudon chases it down. Backcourt violation goes as their 14th turnover. And the Streaks will have it with just under 11 seconds to play in a 13-point lead. So the Silver Streaks will go to 11-2 on the season.
And a very impressive win here, Brad.
Yeah, this is a
very impressive win.
Was impressed by how well they played against Rantoul, especially maintaining the energy like they did earlier today. But Dunlap's the best team the Streaks have seen in this tournament, and they handled them very well. The final score is 60-47. We'll have a brief postgame when we come back from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
The furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
It's easily the worst job of all time. I have to suit up in rubber gloves and tie a shirt over my face to deal with the fumes, and then you scrub till your arm aches and you're sweating and it still doesn't look great. Grout is my mortal enemy.
With one phone call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, you'll never have to scrub grout again. In just a matter of days, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system that won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Transform your bathroom and say goodbye to grout for good. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
My whole life believing I was the only one to escape the bad eyes gene in my family. But ever since I hit the big 4-0, I spent a lot of time moving my arms around to get the fine print to focus. My wife laughed at me the other day when I asked our 7-year-old to read my phone for me.
Sorry.
Yep, I think it's time.
Just because you've never had vision problems doesn't mean you don't need a yearly eye exam. As we age, our eyes change, and it's common for vision problems to occur midlife. Let the doctors at Kehoe Eye Care give you the most thorough eye exam available and ensure you're seeing the world clearly. Make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Chris LeGros from WGIL with this community reminder. The next American Cancer Society sponsored Mindful Creativity Night at the Galesburg Civic Arts Center is Wednesday, January 10th. And the subject is the art of Zentangle. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to the Galesburg community.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Elevate Trampoline Park in Peoria, the perfect destination for a party or weekend fun with the family. For more information, find them at ElevateTrampolineParkPeoria.com. Cloudy and a chance of snow today, a high of 14, below zero wind chills possible. Cloudy, a chance of snow tonight, low of 6 above. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of afternoon snow and a high of 15. Right now at 6 above with a wind chill of 8 below at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win in here tonight over Dunlap, 60-47. Galesburg's 3-0 in the tournament. And we should tell you, right now, because we know when the Galesburg Silver Streaks will play, we don't know who they'll play yet, but we do know by virtue of this victory here tonight, Galesburg will play at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon as the top seed in the gold pool, and they'll play the second seed in the purple pool. That's going to be either Taylorville and Sterling, and that game's not scheduled till 8:30 tonight, so it'll be a while till we know who we're going to play, but we do know Galesburg's first game tomorrow will be at 1:30 in the afternoon by virtue of this victory here tonight. Steve, man, I love the way the Streaks played today. Very frustrating last night against Rochester, but, man, what a great day today was between these two victories.
Two outstanding basketball games we played, and you pick whatever area of the game that you want to talk about, and we were very good in it. I mean, from shooting the ball to limiting turnovers, rebounding the basketball, I thought we were outstanding in the area that we really make it as our highest priority, and that's half-court man-to-man defense. We really pushed both ball clubs into doing things they didn't want to do. We limited them to one shot, and certainly the points that we gave up in both ball games were very good against a good ball club this morning, one that's a dangerous team, even though the record doesn't indicate that, and certainly a nice ball club here tonight that is coming on and coming on and coming on. So, I mean, a doubleheader win here today in a big way, in a way that very satisfying.
How about a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game? Khalil hit two huge three-pointers in the fourth quarter. I love what Justin Endoff did coming off the bench. He had a five-point run in the second quarter. Quinn had a terrific start to get the Streaks off to a good start in the first quarter. He didn't even score in the second half, but the Streaks didn't need him because of the other things he was doing, not scoring. And then Jacob Carl, when he comes back into the game in the fourth quarter with four fouls, I thought he was fantastic down the stretch. He settled everything down for us. And that's just four guys.
And you could throw in Clark Hawkins, who came in off the bench for him and made a couple of key plays.
Huge three in the third quarter.
And all five of those are deserving. I would choose, simply because at that point in the game, we were really struggling against their 1-3-1, Jacob Carl. He came in. He's a great passer from the high post. He basically was, with his ability to provide that calming presence, pass out of that, and get us wide open threes, the guy that got them out of the zone and allowed us to then do, reestablish our momentum. Well, he'd be my choice.
That's what I was – I didn't want to try to put – I wasn't trying to lean you in any direction, but that's what I was thinking as well. Defensively, played that entire six-plus minutes with the four fouls without fouling out of the game. Was such a steadying presence. He had a couple of terrific passes to find the openings in that 1-3-1. So Jacob Carl, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. As Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now for our post-game coaches interview after a 60-47 win over Dunlap. Our post-game interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. He's schmoozing a little bit here at the moment.
No, he's not. He's heckling. He's heckling one of the Taylorville folks with his Green Bay Packers suspenders. And of course, Coach Reynolds is a big front runner now that his Vikings are playing really, really well.
Yeah, front runner. I never wore a Viking shirt before this year.
Now, before we get any farther, Coach, you've got some very important business you need to tend to here in our postgame before we talk about the game.
Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to talk to my son Ethan. He's staying with his grandparents in Champaign, and I gotta see him not till Saturday. So I guess pancakes are on me Saturday morning, Ethan. We'll see you in a little while, buddy.
And hopefully they'll taste a little sweeter. I'll tell you, if the Streaks keep playing like they did here these two games today, I think they'll taste awfully sweet by then.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating at the end because I don't think we handled our business the way we were capable of defensively at the end of the game. But, Guyton got off a little bit at the end of the second or the end of the first half, and then a little bit there. We fouled him a little bit there. But I thought Nick Fields came in and kind of finished the game off, as a closer. You know, he's a baseball guy, so I guess he was kind of our closer defensively. Came in and gave Guyton a different look and really was physical and aggressive, and it was nice to see.
And defensively, the job your kids did on Kelly and Thomas, too. He was out of his rhythm the whole game, too. I mean, just in all kinds of ways, we love what you did against those two guys especially. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, we Cheese knows our strategy. We don't like the good players to beat us, so it's like stay home on them and let's make somebody else do something they're not comfortable with. That's burned us a few times, but it normally doesn't.
And I would say, I mean, there's a lot of things that I've liked that have happened with Coach Reynolds, but that one there is not talked about very much. You rarely see that star from another team go off on us with not only the scheme, but also, you know, the personnel, and which leads to Cornell Dotson. How good a defensive player is Cornell?
Well, you know, when he's engaged, I mean, his mouth's bleeding in there. He's got nailed in the hip, and I just keep telling him it's a long way from your heart. You know, so I don't know. You know,
put some dirt on it.
I don't even know if you're supposed
to
say that anymore. But you know, the world doesn't like to say those kind of things. But we say it to our guys, and you know, like I told him this morning, you sat a long time on a bench last year to be checking out of a game for a little bump on your leg. So just play through, and he's a great kid and a great player, and he struggled. We know at the beginning of the year, but he's been as good as anybody that we've played for about 3 weeks, and he's been really good, and I'm proud of him.
You talk about Jacob Carl being a calming influence, and we know he's not 100% right now, and he's gotten it out there with a foot injury maybe in a couple of different areas, a lower body injury. They talk about it in hockey, and I know Coach don't give any of that inside stuff there. He came in against their 1-3-1. You get him back into the high post and our horn set, and he really is a calming influence and does a great job of passing to the opposite side, to the weak side. Talk a little bit about Jacob.
Well, I think he had about 3 assists there late in the second half that, you know, when they're pressing or trying to put a lot of pressure on it, we had to get inside and had to get a layup. You know, Jalen had a good layup, but, you know, he's a little inexperienced and allowed the guy to alter his shot when he should have just went up and scored it. And, you know, but Jacob's played well. He's certainly not even anywhere near 100% on his legs, but I think he's played well, and it's just kind of a testament to our guys. You know, we keep gutting it out. We're not the biggest or the strongest team. We played extremely hard, and we played extremely well today, and it's nice to see.
My last question for you, Coach, is we had some games earlier this season where we had the lead in the fourth quarter, and it was awfully shaky. What we saw from these kids here tonight looks like a lot of growth in terms of handling that lead a lot better. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean,
I know we got work to do yet.
Hey, we've never lost a fourth quarter lead, Brad. Just the two games we lost, we weren't ahead very much, and certainly not in the fourth quarter. But, yeah, we've worked on that a lot. You keep hearing me yell sideline, middle, back. You got to abort your play sometimes. You know, you got to play. Sometimes you just got to, if they jump at you, you got to flash, you got to get to the sideline, you got to get one back. And then you always have the diagonal skip open normally against most things. You know, they had Guyton on the backside, who's a real good athlete. That kind of took that away. But, you know, sideline middle back is always going to be open. There's something going to be open there because, you know, they've got two guys guarding one. You know, and you can't have two guys rolling around. If you're a good and strong passer, which I think we are most of the time, you know, we should be able to take care of it.
All right. That's all I got. Two big wins today. Outstanding.
Yeah,
let's go get one tomorrow. Get
well,
some
I'm just glad not to have to wake up 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, me too. So. Amen to that.
You're retired now, Cheese. You're probably up about 4 in the morning every day.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, Coach Reynolds. Final score 60-47. Streaks beat Dunlap. We'll take a break here from Taylorville. We'll find out where things stand in Mattoon, where the Galesburg girls are going to do battle against Olney with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. We might get you there fairly soon as well. So we'll check in with that and come back and tell you what's happening here in a moment on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More, Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Every bit of it is designed to make the American people dislike Donald Trump.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys winners here at Taylorville, 60-47. Jacob Carl, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Khalil Hodge was the leading scorer with 14. The Galesburgs 11-2 on the season now, and they will do battle tomorrow afternoon at Taylorville at 1:30. The opponent yet to be determined. Galesburg girls are getting ready to battle Olney down at Mattoon. We're going to close things out from Taylorville and send you down the road from here off to Mattoon, where Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson will have the call between the Silver Streaks and Olney. Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball. Good afternoon or good evening now from Taylorville, and enjoy the Silver Streaks girls basketball broadcast from Mattoon.